The feds promise a crackdown in the boardroom. From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio. The Justice Department says it wants federal prosecutors to get tougher on white-collar crime. In a memo, the department ordered government lawyers and the FBI to go after not just companies that break the law, but the people who run those companies. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more from Washington. Kimberly, so not just lower-level embezzlers?
Not so much. Actually, it seems that they're going after company executives. The author of the memo, Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, said that by going after people from the beginning of an investigation, it will make executives at all levels turn over more infos. Companies will not get credit for cooperation with the government unless they give out information on not just what the company did, but who was involved.
Well, we long heard no one ever went to jail after Lehman Brothers and the Great Collapse, but where's the acute pressure coming from now?
It's still coming from people who are upset about what happened after the 2008 financial crisis, that hardly anyone went to jail for everything that happened, at least in terms of high-level executives. But now it's also coming from people like presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who's really criticized the previous Attorney General Eric Holder for not prosecuting more Wall Street executives. This memo is definitely reacting to that, with the Justice Department saying that they are no longer just going to focus on big fines and getting people's money back.
I see here that Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates told the New York Times that the public needs to have confidence that people will be punished, quote, whether that crime occurs on the street corner or in a boardroom. What's that about?
It's this idea that smaller crimes will send you to prison, but an executive can hide behind those fines paid by their company. And this memo specifies in its guidelines, it's not law, but it specifies that even when those fines are paid, attorneys should not make deals that shield executives in order to get companies to admit wrongdoing.
Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington, thank you.
You're welcome.
Checking markets, the FT100 is down 0.2%. Stock index futures for the U.S. are up in the 0.25% range. From the Apple News Conference, the company put S on its iPhone 6 models, made another iPad targeted at businesses, and announced its latest Apple TV, where a puck-sized unit controls the big screen in the living room. Marketplace's senior tech correspondent Molly Wood was at the Apple event in San Francisco yesterday and thinks she'll get drawn in by Apple TV.
I think they're imagining that the TV could become the new interface, almost like the new tablet or phone interface. And it could be the interface for shopping. I mean, I will admit that watching the demo, I certainly thought to myself I could get in a lot of trouble if I were sitting there with the remote and a huge display to show me all these beautiful clothes and a one-click purchase. That is the kind of thing that, you know, I could imagine Amazon emulating pretty quickly. It's a good idea if it works.
And I think of the further potential for impulse buying from the sofa after a glass of wine and a half. Apple's stock closed down 1.9%. The Posse Foundation made its name helping send high-achieving, low-income students to selective colleges in groups of 10, known as posses. The idea, bonding as a group plus extra support along the way, and students would be more likely to make it to graduation. Now Posse is trying the same approach for military veterans returning to school on the GI Bill. Marketplace's Amy Scott from our education desk at WYPR went to one elite college to see how this is working.
At a welcome dinner for incoming freshmen at Vassar College, one table in the back stands out among the mostly 18-year-olds. It's a group of slightly more seasoned-looking military veterans.
I was Army. I got out in February.
They're part of the 3rd Veteran Posse at Vassar, recruited from around the country to attend this prestigious liberal arts college on a full ride. They spent 4 weeks over the summer doing team-building workshops and preparing for rigorous academic work. During the first 2 years at Vassar, the group will work closely with a faculty mentor.
We have a bond that is unique to the military, and so I think that that will benefit us throughout our journey here.
26-year-old Janine Smith did 6 years active duty in the Army, including a tour in Afghanistan. Now she's in the reserve. The veterans program was the brainchild of Catherine Bond Hill, Vassar's president, part of an effort to make this elite campus in New York's Hudson Valley more diverse.
For our students to have young men and women who have served, I think exposes them to some ideas and experiences that just haven't been on their radar screens.
Some veterans have struggled with the demands of the Posse program. In addition to all the classes and mentoring sessions, students are expected to take leadership roles and be active in campus life. Ex-Marine Keith Coleman is starting his sophomore year. He's 32 and lives with his fiance and their two young sons.
We bring with us families and children and mortgages and all these different types of issues, and you can't tell your children, hey, I can't be around because I have to go to some group or some meeting.
Two students have left the college, and another dropped out of Posse but stayed on campus. Hill acknowledges it hasn't been easy adapting a program that was designed for kids just out of high school to meet the needs of adults.
I think where we probably weren't as sensitive was for students with families, because that is something that we just haven't dealt with. But there is a lot of evidence that kind of spending time together does ultimately help them get through in the end.
It's too early to know how many will get through. The first veteran posse will graduate next year. But Hill says Vassar's overall graduation rate is much higher than that of many community colleges and for-profit schools that traditionally recruit veterans. In Poughkeepsie, New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And before we go, just think of all the little Allen wrenches this implies. The Swedish retailer IKEA today reported sales up more than 11% in its last accounting year. A lot of Allen wrenches to build furniture out of those flat packs and a lot of money. Driving much of the growth, China and Russia. From studios at Montclair State University today, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.